Tonight, as they were eating their stew with black beans, Miss Treason said, "The wind is rising. We must go soon. I would not trust a stick above the trees in a night like this. There may be strange creatures about."
"Go? We're going out?" Tiffany asked.
They never went out in the evenings,
which was why the evenings always felt 100 years long.
"Indeed we are. They will be dancing tonight."
"Who will?"
"The ravens will not be able to see, and the owl will get confused," Miss Treason went on. "I will need to use your eyes."
"Who will be dancing, Miss Treason?" said Tiffany. She liked dancing, but no one seemed to dance up here.
"It is not far, but there will be a storm."
So that was that. Miss Treason wasn't going to tell. But it sounded interesting. Besides, it would probably be an education to see anyone Miss Treason thought was strange. Of course, it did mean Miss Treason would put her pointy hat on. Tiffany hated this bit. She'd have to stand in front of Miss Treason and stare at her, and feel the little tingle in her eyes as the ancient witch used her as a kind of mirror. The wind was roaring in the woods like a big dark animal by the time they'd finished supper. It barged the door out of Tiffany's hands when she opened it, and blew around the room, making the cords hum on the loom.
"Are you sure about this, Miss Treason?" she said, trying to push the door shut.
"Don't you say that to me! You will not say that to me! The dance must be witnessed. I have never missed the dance."
Miss Treason looked nervous and edgy.
"We must go, and you must wear black."
"Miss Treason, you know I don't wear black," said Tiffany.
"Tonight is a night for black. You will wear my second-best cloak."
She said it with a witch's firmness, as if the idea of anyone disobeying had never crossed her mind. She was 113 years old. She'd had a lot of practice. Tiffany didn't argue.
"It isn't that I have anything against black," Tiffany thought as she fetched the second-best cloak, "but it's just not me. When people say witches wear black, they actually mean that old ladies wear black. Anyway, it's not as if I'm wearing pink or something." After that, she had to wrap Miss Treason's clock in pieces of blanket so that the clonk-clank became clonk-clank. There was no question of leaving it behind. Miss Treason always kept the clock close to her. While Tiffany got herself ready, the old woman wound the clock up with a horrible graunching noise. She was always winding it up. Sometimes she stopped to do it in the middle of a judgment, with a room full of horrified people. There was no rain yet, but when they set out, the air was full of twigs and flying leaves. Miss Treason sat side-saddle on the broom, hanging on for dear life, while Tiffany walked along, towing it by means of a piece of clothesline. The sunset sky was still red, and a gibbous moon was high, but the clouds were being whipped across it, filling the woods with moving shadows. Branches knocked together, and Tiffany heard the creak and crash as somewhere in the dark one fell to the ground.
"Are we going to the villages?" Tiffany yelled above the din. "No, take the path through the forest," shouted Miss Treason.
"Ah," thought Tiffany. "Is this the famous dancing around without your drawers on that I've heard so much about?" Actually, not very much about, because as soon as anyone mentions it, someone else tells them to shut up. So I really haven't heard much about it at all, but I haven't heard in a very meaningful way. It was something people thought witches did, but witches didn't think they did it. Tiffany had to admit she could see why. Even hot summer nights weren't all that warm, and there were always hedgehogs and thistles to worry about. Besides, you just couldn't imagine someone like Granny Weatherwax dancing around without... Well, you just couldn't imagine it, because if you did, it would make your head explode.
The wind died down as she took the forest track, still towing the floating Miss Treason. But the wind had brought cold air with it, and then left it behind. Tiffany was glad of the cloak, even if it was black. She trudged on, taking different tracks when Miss Treason told her to, until she saw firelight through the trees in a little dip in the land.
"Stop here, and help me down, girl," said the old witch. "And listen carefully, there are rules. One, you will not talk. Two, you will look only at the dancers. Three, you will not move until the dance is finished. I will not tell you twice."
"Yes, Miss Treason. It's very cold up here."
"And we'll get colder."
They headed for the distant light. What good is a dance you can only watch, Tiffany wondered. It didn't sound like much fun.
"It isn't meant to be fun," said Miss Treason.
Shadows moved across the firelight, and Tiffany heard the sound of men's voices. Then, as they reached the edge of the sunken ground, someone threw water over the fire. There was a hiss, and a cloud of smoke and steam rose among the trees. It happened in a moment and left a shock behind.
The only thing that had seemed alive here had died. Dry, fallen leaves crunched under her feet. The moon, in a sky swept clean now of clouds, made little silver shapes on the forest floor. It was some time before Tiffany realized that there were six men standing in the middle of the clearing. They must have been wearing black. Against the moonlight, they looked like man-shaped holes into nothing. They were in two lines of three, facing each other, but were so still that after a while Tiffany wondered if she was imagining them. There was the thud of a drumbeat. Bom. 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 It went on for half a minute or so and then stopped. But in the silence of the cold woods, the beat went on inside Tiffany's head. And perhaps that wasn't the only head it thundered in, because the men were gently nodding their heads to keep the beat. They began to dance. The only noise was of their boots hitting the ground as the shadow men wove in and out. But then Tiffany, her head full of the silent drum, heard another sound. Her foot was tapping all by itself. She'd heard this beat before. She'd seen men dancing like this. But it had been on warm days in bright sunshine. They'd worn little bells on their clothes. "This is a Morris dance," she said, not quite under her breath. "Shush!" hissed Miss Treason. "But this isn't the right..." "Be silent!" Blushing and angry in the dark, Tiffany took her eyes off the dancers and defiantly looked around the clearing. There were other shadows crowding in, human, or at least human-shaped, but she couldn't see them clearly, and maybe that was just as well. It was getting colder, she was sure. White frost was crackling across the leaves. The beat went on, but it seemed to Tiffany that it wasn't alone now, but had picked up other beats and echoes from inside her head. Miss Treason could shush all she liked. It was a Morris dance, but it was out of time. The Morris men came to the village sometime in May. You could never be sure when, because they had to call at lots of villages along the chalk, and every village had a pub, which slowed them down. They carried sticks and wore white clothes with bells on them to stop them from creeping up on people. No one likes an unexpected Morris dancer. Tiffany would wait outside the village with the other children and dance behind them all the way in. Then they used to dance on the village green to the beat of a drum, banging their sticks together in the air, and then everyone would go to the pub and summer would come. Tiffany hadn't been able to work out how that last bit happened. The dancers danced, and then summer came. That was all anybody seemed to know. Her father said that there had once been a year when the dancers hadn't turned up, and a cold, wet spring had turned into a chilly autumn, with the months between being filled with mists and rain and frosts in August. The sound of the drums filled her head now, making her feel dizzy. They were wrong. There was something wrong. And then she remembered the seventh dancer, the one they called the Fool. He was generally a small man, wearing a battered top hat and bright rags sewn all over his clothes. Mostly he wandered around, holding out the hat and grinning at people until they gave him money for beer. But sometimes he'd put the hat down and whirl off into the dancers. You'd expect there to be a massive collision of arms and legs, but it never happened. Jumping and twirling among the sweating men, he always managed to be where the other dancers weren't. The world was moving around her. She blinked. The drums in her head were like thunder now, and there was one beat as deep as oceans. Miss Treason was forgotten. So was the strange, mysterious crowd. Now there was only the dance itself. It twisted in the air like a living thing, but there was a space in it, moving around. It was where she should be, she knew it. Miss Treason had said no, but that had been a long time ago, and how could Miss Treason understand? What could she know? When did she last dance? The dance was in Tiffany's bones now, calling to her. Six dancers were not enough. She ran forward and jumped into the dance. The eyes of the dancing men glared at her as she skipped and danced between them, always being where they weren't. The drums had her feet, and they went where the beat sent them. And then there was someone else there. It was like the feeling of someone behind her, but it was also the feeling of someone in front of her, and beside her, and above her, and below her all at once. The dancers froze, but the world spun. The men were just black shadows, darker outlines in the darkness. The drum beats stopped, and there was one long moment as Tiffany turned gently and silently, arms out, feet not touching the ground, her face turned toward stars that were as cold as ice and sharp as needles. It felt wonderful. A voice said, "Who are you?" It had an echo, or perhaps two people had said it at almost the same time. The beat came back suddenly, and six men crashed into her.